I'm Cheryl Lee with the final OPS student spotlight of the school year. Tao Wells is a senior at Omaha Central High School. Earlier this year, Tao won the Youth of the Year honor from the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Midlands. I recently had the opportunity to visit with Tao about her accomplishments and interests, as well as her future plans. Here she explains what brought her to Boys and Girls Clubs.
I was very family-oriented in Lincoln because that's where all my family was, and they still are. But when I moved to Omaha, it was just my mom and my little brother that she had just had when I moved, and he was two when I moved there. So she's married, so we have that family, but I really missed my family. And going to the Boys and Girls Club, they really brought that back into my life. They came to me as a family, and I'm able to open up to them and get advice from them, and they're very supportive.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the things you're involved in school, because you do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Last year was my first year running cross country, but we can backtrack. Freshman year, I joined a girls club, and I don't even think they have it anymore, but and then sophomore year, I joined the SEP team, and I really enjoyed that. It was something that I did on my own with my family. I made a SEP team, and we were entertainers in my family. We would have get-togethers, and we would come up with something and dance for them or whatever. So that was something that I was really involved in and enjoyed my time here. I also run track, which is my favorite sport, and I love to run. And my coaches, they really encouraged me to run cross country last year, and last year was my first year, and it helped me a lot, and I was able to qualify for state and track last year. So that was really good, and I noticed that the changes that I made for myself and the hard work that I put in cross country affected me in track, which was something that I was looking forward to.
What do you hope to do in the future?
Long-term goal is to become an athletic trainer. I love working out. Working out is something that I love to do. I get up in the morning and work out before I come to school, and I do it before I go to sleep. It's just something that I love to do personally, and I have trained other people. That's also something that I do for volunteer. I train other people that ask me for help on how to maybe lose weight or just stay in shape in season and out of season. So it's all the time I'm helping somebody, and I never say no because it's something that I love to do and I'm passionate about. I also love technology. I love computers, and I'm very involved in technology. My mom asks me for help all the time, and I'm able to do it. And sometimes I work through some things that I don't know, but I always figure them out by myself, and I think that I can take that and run with it, especially knowing that technology is always growing.
Any good advice that you've received so far in your life that you kind of that you think about or that comes back to you? Anything anyone ever said to you that you thought that was really smart, or I think about that a lot?
Yes, as I mature and I keep growing, just to remember the way that you talk to people. I've learned from experience that words hurt more than action. People use their mouth just the way they want to. And I've learned, because I've done it before, but I've also learned that people are going through their own struggles that we don't know about. And the things that we can say can help or hurt them. So just keeping in mind the words that we speak to one another is something very important to me.